Yeah. What ifs? What the fuck do I know?
You're just an internet guru.
Jesus.
You are, though. Pay attention to that. You've always got your finger on the pulse of everything.
I got my finger in the cunt of everything.
Making the finest memes.
The finest dank memes that everybody thinks that I just stole from elsewhere. Slap my label on it.
That's what they think, but you know better.
Yeah, I know. Welcome to Mouthy Broadcast, everybody. I'm Jenny.
I'm Lauren.
I'm still Peter.
Still Peter? Did you change your name? That was an awful joke. I'm so sorry. It was just horrible.
All right, well, we got to redo the intro.
No. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Just do your part again, Peter.
But I'm still Peter.
Okay,
see, he said it again. Yeah. Yeah, I'm all like sweaty and shit because I decided to go play Pokemon for like an hour right before we started recording. And it's hot and humid as shit outside. It's disgusting outside right now because we've got like a hurricane kind of rolling up.
So it's not raining there?
No.
It's been pouring here all day and it's like 60 degrees.
It's on and off. Like, at one point today, it was, we had, like, it looked like clear skies if you looked out the window, but it was also pouring down rain. It was really bizarre. Mm. We've had tornadoes, we've had water spouts, and then in, like, a brief window, I went outside and played Pokemon because, you know, right when it's 80 degrees, 90 degrees or something, and it has just rained a shit ton in Southeast Virginia, that's a great time to go outside and walk around in circles. When the humidity is at like 100%.
You're still playing Pokemon?
Yeah.
Haley got me back into it.
You're such a nerd. I know I am. I'm a fucking nerd. My daughter got me back into playing it. And that's the only reason I went out today is she was like, Mom, come play Pokemon with me. And I had like a Cats in the Cradle moment. So.
Oh, man. You should rewrite that song and put Pokemon in it.
So yeah, I probably smell like a wild boar or something. I don't know. Plus the whole thing where I haven't showered since Friday. Woo, Lordy.
I'm glad you're having fun being a nerd.
Yeah, I'm having fun with it. And it gets me out walking again. Like, I've been trying to get out and start walking and be a little bit more active. You know, even if it's just like for a half an hour, just walk around the block and, you know, catch Pokemon. Gives me some reason to get out and walk instead of just walking to go get food or something. Which kind of defeats the purpose. But whatevs. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And then, like, now you can have friends and stuff so you can send each other gifts and I guess you can trade Pokemon or something, which I haven't done yet. Like, I'm really not that into it. Like, I'm still level, like, 25 or something, and I've been playing for 2.5 years. So, like, I'm not really trying very hard. It's very casual.
That sums up my life.
Casual. Not really trying hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's probably pretty accurate for me, too. It's better than being a tryhard, though. Bunch of fucking tryhards.
Do you guys see that nerd bar on Twitter? Do you think maybe they play Pokemon there?
Which one is that? The the one that put the sign up or something? Hold on a second.
I don't know. There was a ton of backlash on Twitter over some nerd bar.
Yeah. The sports fans, be advised that this is not a sports bar. They gotta have a Pokemon stop there or something. They gotta do something like that. But yeah, there was this lady posted, and she looks like a Becky. Like, let's assume that her name is Becky. She posted this picture of a sign outside of a, like, a geek bar, which sounds like a cool fucking idea. Like, if I lived wherever the hell this is, I would go there.
We have a bunch here. Like, it's like a normal thing.
Right. And so let me just read what this sign says, because we need to put context out there. Sports fans, be advised, this is not a sports bar. Waypoint 6 Tavern and Geekery, which is kind of a condescending fucking name. Like, I don't know. It's kind of pretentious.
Yeah.
Designed by geeks for geeks to enjoy all of their geeky delights. Okay, we get it, geeks. We have created a spot where you can freely discuss science, fiction, or fact, play board games, or watch bad sci-fi flicks while you eat and drink. We do not have a cable sports package. We will not be showing sports unless it's BattleBots, drone racing, or Quidditch. They didn't mention Overwatch. I'm very fucking disappointed in this geek bar. There are over 87 sports bars in this area to choose from, but only one geekery. So please step inside for a drink, some food, and good conversation. I'm a little skeptical on that last one, but, you know. Welcome to Waypoint 6. So this girl posts this and says, "This bar is an absolute no-fuck zone. If you like to fuck, you will be escorted off premises by your security guard, Dennis. We'll never be fucked. Never will hate everyone who fucks. Fucking no cable sports package, but I bet we have late night hentai hours for incels only." Okay, number one, Becky's a cunt.
Number two, I thought we got over this whole jocks versus nerds thing like a long time ago.
Yes, that's exactly what I thought when I saw this.
I don't know why everybody can't just take a damn joke.
Well,
well, I mean,
the sign didn't seem very antagonistic to me. It was just saying like, this is what we do. If you want to come in here, like, that's, you know, this is the place for it. If you're looking for sports, that's not our thing. Sorry.
You know that they must have had like a million douche bros walk in there like, "Hey, where's the football game?"
I don't know. If some place is called a geekery, a tavern and geekery, I don't think anybody's going in there asking for football. I feel like it's just something to like make nerds feel good. Like, "Hey, we're going to put up this sign, guys, so we feel like we're cool." I don't know. I don't think that what she said is a big deal. I think this is what Twitter's for, making jokes. And she's a comedian with a podcast. And I think she's allowed to make some fucking jokes. She is. I looked at her profile.
Oh, I didn't, because she looks like a bitch.
Her name is MQuest. Or, I'm sorry, MQuast.
MQueef.
And... she, I mean, the whole thing is, like, everybody got so upset about her posting this, and all it did was give her more attention.
That's the problem I have with anything like this.
That's my other thing with the internet lately. Like, everybody is getting so fucking butthurt and bent out of shape for everything, and then all it does is give attention to the people that you don't want to be out there.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know what the big deal is. Like, she made a joke. If you don't like it, don't follow her. Don't reshare it.
I don't.
You know? Like, I think that's what happened. Like, but I mean, look at all the retweets she got. Look at all the responses she got. Look at all that attention. Like, it's better to just not say anything and move on than to even reply to it, because that just gets more tweet attention.
There was a lot of people that were, like, supporting her. Like, oh, the term geekery is so tremendously unsettling. It frightens me that these people exist. Like, it's kind of attacking people who have, like, nerdy interests.
Yeah, and
you know?
Implying that people who have nerdy interests don't have sex and are incels and stuff. Like, that's a dangerous accusation. Like,
yeah, there's a big difference between an incel and a fucking just...
Like, to me, like, that's going beyond joke. That's like, you know, that's just,
I don't know. All I see is stuff attacking her. I don't see anything but in support of the sign, or I mean in support of what she said.
One guy says, "I want to go in there in a full Eagles uniform with pads, and if they get mad, I'll accuse them of being anti-cosplay." It's like, you're missing the point, dude. If you want to do that, like, go to a fucking sports bar. Just go to a sports bar. Like, why would you want to go in there and just to antagonize people who are just trying to chill the fuck out?
But then the same guy says, I just want to go play Magic the Gathering and have a few drinks. Like, I don't know who's on what side here. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was a different guy. Never mind.
Burn! This guy, man, you do not want to know about their ladies' nights. Like, what are you even trying to say?
We have a few places like that in Orlando. There's one called the Cloak and Blaster, and like all the stuff on the menu is like geek themed. Like it's all named after like Lord of the Rings stuff and stuff like that. And they have like a huge bookshelf full of board games, and they encourage you to play board games while you eat your food. And they also are like, you know, hey, if you want to play Magic, you can do that. If you want to have a D&D campaign, you can do that. And then upstairs, they have a whole bunch of Xboxes and PlayStations. And if you want to play video games, you can go up there and have a few drinks. And it's just like, okay, we have a place where we can indulge in this, the things that interest us. So, like, let us have that. And you guys can have your sports bars. Yeah. Like, we're not at...
She's not saying that this bar shouldn't be there. She's making a joke. Like, just, like, that's, like, people make fucking jokes.
Okay, there's one down here that says, that shows somebody, like, fake Googling something, and it says, how to wedgie a restaurant. That's fucking classic jocks versus nerds bullshit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but that's not what she said.
No, but you know what?
You feel like it's encouraging that?
Yeah. It's one of those things where it like kind of makes a safe place to like talk shit about people. And just the way that she like says like, oh, nerds don't have sex and they don't have any sports, but I bet they got the hentai package for incels or whatever, you know, like just making it all about
to me,
like,
it seems like somebody making a racist joke and then people come in and be like, oh, it's okay to say the N-word in here? Like,
you cannot compare nerd jokes to the N-word. You can't.
Nerd is the N-word.
Okay, fine.
No, the fact that she's just dismissing like an entire group of people.
She's kind of going on some like old-ass stereotypes,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I'll give you that, sure. But I just don't think it's that big of a deal. And the more people that responded to it and tweeted it, the more attention she gets.
I agree with you on
and
that.
And then the more the argument spreads.
I think this one tweet that was in reply to it sums it up perfectly for me and how I look at the whole thing. On one hand, I'd love a tavern with drinks and board games with shitty old movies on, but they also wrote it in the douchiest way possible. Which I kind of agree. Like, it's very, like, it the tone of the way that they wrote the thing came across as, like, it was kind of the opposite of jocks versus nerds. It was nerds, like, attacking the jocks and be like, get out, jerks. If you like sports, you can't be here, you know? And I think, you know, it doesn't really do them any favors if they're...
I didn't see it as that. Yeah. I just saw it as, like, if you're looking for sports, that's not what we do here.
It was a little bit beyond, if you're looking for sports, that's not what we do.
It was kind of like the way that they, like, underline and put shit in bold and, you know, highlighted shit. And it was like, this is not a sports bar. Like, okay. I get it. You probably get harassed. Like, they probably get a bunch of people in there all the time. Like, where's your sports? You know? They probably just got fucking sick
of it.
I
don't think the sign was necessary. Like I said, we have a few places like that in Orlando, and, like, All you have to do is just go to, like, their Facebook page and, like, you know, like, what they're doing there. Like, there's no, you know, hey, we're not doing sports here. Watch out, guys.
If you have Cthulhu in your logo and it says Tavern and Geekery, I don't think you need that sign
right
on your door. Yeah.
Oh, this one just says straight up, nerds are just terrible.
I mean, they're not entirely wrong. I mean...
You know,
I mean, look at some of the people who are Star Wars fans lately. Jesus Christ.
No kidding.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot.
So, I don't know. It's just like, it comes back to one of those things of like, can't you just let people enjoy things and like what they like? And I kind of thought that we were past the the whole, like, let's pick on people for liking nerd shit, or even let's stop picking on people for liking sports. You know, like, a lot of nerds do kind of get on, like, Facebook or something. I don't get sports ball.
Hey, Jenny, what if somebody told you that they liked Batman versus Superman?
Then I'd call them a stupid fucking cunt.
Why can't we let people like what they like, you guys? I don't understand why so much hate.
I'm still going to disagree with them.
I'm just kind of like, I'm at the point where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm glad you liked it. I didn't like it. Like, I'm not going to attack a person if they like it.
I also don't go out of my way to post about, like, this movie is dumb, and if you don't like it, you're dumb. You
what?
Know, like,
this movie is dumb, and if you don't like it, you're dumb?
Or if
yeah,
you do like it, you're dumb.
I watched the Jurassic World sequel last night against my better judgment, and, like, we had thread where we're all shit-talking it, but, like, none of us were saying, like, if you like it, you're dumb. It was just all like, yeah, I don't like it, this movie sucks, but, like, it was never, like, an outward attack at people who did like it.
Yeah, and that movie was one of those that, like, you kind of just have to accept it for what it is. Like, you know, at this point, the Jurassic World or Jurassic Park series is fucking garbage. Like, you're going for giant dinosaurs in action and not, like, anything serious. Like, I was there for Jeff Goldblum, and I got, like, 30 seconds of Jeff Goldblum at the most, and I was very disappointed. But, you know, I guess I could always go back and watch the old one if I wanted to, or watch
there was before. A tweet that I posted a couple weeks ago and said, I didn't say this, I retweeted this. Could we, without relentlessly criticizing, let people have their pumpkin spice and avocado toast and their fandoms and their D&D and their too early Halloween decorations and whatever little harmless things in which they've managed to find a tiny shriveled flower of joy?
Absolutely.
And, like, that's where I'm at now. Like, if somebody likes something, cool. If I don't like it, I'm not going to attack them for liking it. Like, it's just, the world is shit right now. Like, let's just enjoy the things we like.
Exactly. I actually saw a post that Laura Watkins made, like, a couple of years ago on Facebook, and she was kind of saying that exact same thing. I'm like, you go, girl. You're head of the fucking curve, you know, because she was like, I don't give a shit if any of you people think that I'm basic. Something like the first pumpkin spice latte of the season feels like a blood transfusion or something like that. And she's like, hey, you know, and this is just a way to make women feel bad about liking things. So why don't you calm the fuck down? I'm paraphrasing heavily. Like, she says it in a much better way, but
yeah.
I was happy to see that, like, that came back up as this other tweet is going around with basically the same sentiment. It's like, somebody that I know has been, like, ahead of the curve on that for a couple of years now, at least. So, oh, it's raining again. Go figure.
I mean, and that's my stance. It's like, people are getting excited about pumpkin spice stuff, and I'm just like, I don't like it, but I'm glad that, like, you're happy right now. Like,
mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I think it comes back to people like, oh, women like this thing? White women like this thing? Okay, cool.
Oh, I think it's also kind of like a circle jerk where it's like with vegans. Like, I hear people complaining about vegans being vocal more than I see vegans being vocal, you know?
Right.
Yes.
So I see more people complaining about pumpkin spice than the people are actually posting about it.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, I was talking to somebody, probably been about a year or so now at this point, where I was trying to, like, was talking about the new doctor, the female doctor. And, you know, I was like, hey, do you have any examples of this? Because, like, I'm trying to prove to somebody that this kind of, like, Jodie Whittaker, is that kind of sentiment is out there, and it's fucking nasty. And she was like, no, actually, like, she's somebody who's kind of involved in the community and everything and would have a good perspective on this. So she would be the one to see all this hate if it was out there. And she was like, no, it's a lot more people talking about the haters of the female doctor than there are actual haters. And, you know, I've seen it. Like, it's, I've seen people out there, like, making crude sexist remarks and stuff about Jodie Whittaker as the Doctor. But once she pointed that out, I started looking for it. And there was definitely, like, a way higher amount of people just saying, like, oh, all these guys can't handle this, blah, 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 and just complaining about it. Because it's, they saw it, like, maybe once or twice. And then like you said, it turned into people more complaining about the complainers than the actual hate. Yeah. You know? So it's funny. That's the internet for you.
I don't want to bring this up again, but we talked about this in our Nerd Night presentation, where it's like the haters are the minority, but they have the louder voices right now. So, like, that's kind of what we more see.
I'm not 100% sure I agree with you on that, because I've seen a lot of people, you see a lot of backlash against that kind of thing just as much as anything else. I think it's one of those things where, like, you see the hate and the just the sexism and stuff, and it kind of strikes you as a little bit more ridiculous, because it's fucking 2018 and we shouldn't be sexist against, you know, if this alien creature, this alien character.
Well, I still see, like, these guys post 15-minute videos on YouTube about why The Last Jedi is bad. I'm like, fucking get over it already. Like, if you didn't like it, just move on.
I'm not going to disagree with you that Star Wars fans are kind of hard right now. And hashtag not all Star Wars fans, but, you know, they're very, very vocal right now about just being pieces of trash for the most part. Or at least in that case, there is a lot more, like, vocal hate that, you know, kind of stands out. Let's refilm The Last Jedi to fit our vision or whatever.
Like, talking about Star Wars isn't even fun anymore.
So can we just go back to all hating the prequels?
Yeah.
Remember, we were all on the same team
and these
with that.
These people are like, you know, the prequels were way better than these new movies. And I'm like, what? Like, what the fuck?
I haven't seen that happen yet. I think you need to just stay off the internet if you're reading stuff like that.
Yeah, get new circles.
Just stay away from any Star Wars-related subreddit.
Like, I don't go on Twitter. I'm very, like, minimally on Facebook. I go on Facebook for Justin Wilson's hug line.
That's what you should be there for.
You know.
Like, if you don't do anything else, hit the hug line.
I'm not paying attention to all this garbage, and I lead a much happier life because of it. I'm not caught up in who's yelling about Star Wars, because I don't see it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I stay off of Reddit. I feel like Reddit is the wretched hive of scum and villainy of the internet.
There's only, like, a few subreddits where, like, people are actually cool in there.
Yeah. Like, I used to go in the Beatles one was okay, and, like, there was that Troll X Chromosomes that I really, really liked, because it was basically, like, it was basically us. You know, it was other snarky, bitchy women who were just kind of like, we need a safe place on the internet, you know?
So, I recently created a Reddit account, because a group of friends of mine said, hey, let's have a contest where we post in our Ask Reddit, and whoever gets the most upvotes wins. Mm-hmm. And I said, I don't know how to post to Reddit, so I'll just watch. And they were like, no, you can figure it out. You should do it. So I created a Reddit account. I got my question blocked 4 times, or my question removed 4 times. And I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing Reddit anymore. That's it.
I don't blame you. The first time I ever...
They removed my question 4 times. I couldn't figure out how to post to Reddit.
What was your question?
I don't remember. I didn't phrase
it right. How do I post to Reddit?
I should have done that.
Why are you guys such cunts?
I mean, those would have been... Apparently, it can't be a yes or no question. It has to be open-ended and provoke discussion. It can't be asking for personal advice. All these different clarifications, and I just kept getting notices. So your question has been removed. Your question has been removed. Your question has been removed. And then finally, I did it right, but they shadow blocked me,
mm-hmm.
which means that I could share the link.
Is that the Fiona Apple song?
Yeah.
Shadow blocker.
Yeah. Anyway.
She was way ahead of her time.
So that's my experience with Reddit. I don't do Reddit.
What is shadow blocking?
They blocked the, like, I'm allowed to post and share the link of what I posted, but it's not going to show up to any other users unless they have the link that I shared.
Oh, so like a unlisted YouTube video or something like that, where you have to know specifically where it is in order to see it.
I don't know.
I just look to see what my most upvoted Reddit comment is, and it was from 4 years ago. Tracy Morgan was doing an Ask Me Anything, and I said, if you could play any superhero, who would it be? And he actually replied. He said, the Incredible Hulk. He has no weaknesses. He is the strongest man. He is made of muscles, I think. And now, like, as much as I love Mark Ruffalo, I really want to see Tracy Morgan as the Incredible Hulk.
That would be kind of amazing. I think the first time I posted to Reddit, I was too afraid to post because I was afraid that everybody was going to, like, jump on my shit about something or do something wrong or whatever. So I had, like, a screen capture of a text conversation that was kind of funny. And so I sent it to Ben because he posts to Reddit all the time. I was like, here, you post this for me. You know how to do shit and, like, what etiquette is or whatever. So you do it. And everybody jumped on his shit about, like, how he stole it from this Flickr account. And he, like, they went back and they found the source of the original picture where I posted it on Flickr. And they were like, you stole it from this person. And I'm like, hey, that's me. Look, the usernames match, dummy. You know, like, nobody would, like, take his word for it. They were like, oh, this person's just a sock puppet account saying that, you know, trying to prove that you actually did this or, you know, just a bunch of shit. And they just, like, jumped all the fuck over him. And at the time, like, I had a jailbroken iPhone, like, where I changed the fonts and stuff on my text messaging. And they were like, clearly this is Photoshop because the font, it doesn't match on this. And I was like, it's a jailbroken phone. Like, it's fucking simple to change a font, you know? And they're like, no, this is bullshit. This isn't even real or whatever. And I'm like, I don't fucking care anymore. I don't need to prove to you guys that this is a real fucking text conversation that I had.
Like, yes, you do. That's what you have to do is prove yourself to strangers on the internet every day.
Isn't that kind of what social media is for?
Yes.
That's why we have a podcast. Love us, please.
I used my social media for something very positive about a week
ago. What'd you do?
So, I was visiting Matt in Hampton, and we were looking for a breakfast place. And he keeps telling me about this place, this area of Hampton called Phoebus that I've never been to. And he's telling me, like, how cute it is. So he was still asleep, and I looked up on my phone for brunch in Phoebus, and I found this restaurant called Mango Mango. And Matt wakes up. And
now that you say it out loud, it makes so much sense. Like, reading the words, I'm like,
this second mango is spelled M-A-N-G-E-A-U-X, like French.
Like French, yeah.
Yeah, like what you see all over New Orleans. And they have a Creole-inspired menu. Sorry. Which is why they're called Mango Mango. Anyway, so I tell Matt I want to go to Mango Mango. And he's like, that was that stupid place on Shark Tank. I'm like, what?
What?
What? What? He's like, yeah, they're only a big restaurant because they were on Shark Tank. I'm like, so what? He's like, and I don't like mangoes. I was like,
so don't order
really?
Mangoes.
I'm like, where do you want to go then? So then he looks up their menu while I'm in the shower, And he says, he sees that they have fried chicken and French toast, and he says, oh, okay, we can go. So we go to this place, and it was the best brunch experience that I've ever had in my entire life.
God damn it, now I'm hungry.
And Matt said it was one of his favorite meals that he's ever had in his entire life. So let me explain to you how they do their brunch, okay?
Okay.
You go put in your name like you would at any brunch place. And I notice, like, there's not a ton of people waiting. And they tell us, oh, we do pre-brunch out on our back patio. Just for people who are waiting.
Is that like pre-cum?
Yes. Okay. It's exactly like pre-cum. It gets you, it gets the dick nice and wet and ready. No.
Get your stomach nice and ready for some real food.
What you do, it's that they have their back patio reserved only for people who are waiting to eat in the restaurant. So, like it's a, you know, like how most places have an outdoor seating area, but people who are eating are seated there. Well, that area is only for people who are waiting to sit down and eat. And they have a full bar out there, mm-hmm. and you can get, like, an appetizer, like, they had, like, croissants available or mm-hmm. something. And board games. So instead of, like, standing up by the hostess stand waiting for an hour, we were able to go out back and get a mimosa. And we played Uno. And then when we got our food, it was the goddamn best food I've ever had. Yeah. And that fried chicken and French toast was freaking amazing.
Is that what you got, or is that what Matt got?
That's what Matt got. And I got a Bananas Foster's French toast, which was also amazing.
God damn it. All these fucking carbs. I'm so hungry.
And then we're looking at, like, the story of the people that own the mm-hmm. that own the restaurant. So it's these three women who are from Hampton, and they started out making mango preserves, and that's what they went on Shark Tank to try to sell. They didn't make a deal with any of the sharks.
I think I actually saw this episode. They I never watched that show, and I saw that one episode.
But, well, one thing about going on Shark Tank is maybe the deal that they're offering you isn't for you. Or maybe mm-hmm. they think they're not suited for your company. But it gets you so much marketing. It just gets you advertising. Yeah. It's free advertising.
Right, right.
So after going on Shark Tank and having their mango preserves out there, they got, you know, overnight interest and started producing more, and they opened up a restaurant, and now they're opening up a hotel, an event venue, and like an event space.
Good
and a nail salon. Yeah. So these women are, like, single-handedly revitalizing Phoebus on their own.
Nice. Good
and
for them.
We left there, and I was like, we're doing a live video, a mouthy broadcast about this fat venture, because this was awesome. And we do this live video talking about how great it was, what a great experience, and how these people are doing local business, right? Mm-hmm. And they shared the video and put in a message for us to contact them so we can get a free dinner on them.
Nice.
So I haven't contacted them yet. But
well, you better get on that shit. Free fucking food. What are you doing?
Yeah, I got to start doing live videos, like, from restaurants that I like, and get some free food.
But then I don't know if you guys saw this on our Facebook page, but Mango was recommending us, like, recommending people like us, thinking we were food bloggers.
Yeah, I like to eat. Food's good.
Yeah. And apparently I am going to kind of be a food blogger soon.
Cool.
Remember how I was talking about eating sandwiches a couple weeks ago?
Yep.
I got named the Sandwich Queen of Fredericksburg.
Of course you are!
Because I posted 10 selfies of myself eating sandwiches. And the Hitchhiker's Guide to Grubbin, which is a local Fredericksburg food blog, is going to do a How It's Made video with Fat Boy Smokehouse, and I'm going to get to be featured in it and eat the sandwich.
I mean, your nickname has been Sandwich for, like, what, 2 years now?
Yes. I think it's been, like, 2.5 years, maybe.
Now it's official. You are the sandwich queen. Yeah. So next time I come up there, you can take me out for sandwiches, and then we bang, right? That's how
yes,
it works.
Sandwich and a fuck. That's what we do.
That's the new Netflix and chill.
Oh my god. All right, you know what? We should wrap this up because I'm hungry now. I need a snack because I'm fat and I'm trying to diet. All right. Yeah, thanks for listening, everybody. We're Mouthy Broadcast. We're at mouthybroadcast.com, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And we have Patreon. Donate $1 a month and you get the videos and you get bonus content and all kinds of fun stuff. And plus, it makes you special. So, thanks. 757-541-CUNT and leave us a voicemail and we'll see you next Tuesday, motherfuckers!
Knock the dust off that pussy.
Colin Kaepernick, he's awesome. I love him very much. And I don't have anything else to say. Why fuck him up? 5 o'clock in the morning. Okay, I'm done.